I've chosen one text, one little verse, to try to focus on. The gospel for Christmas is Luke chapter 2. And we know it well. Some of us heard it in a different language when we first heard that from a different country. Some of us remember the old King James Version. It doesn't really matter. The gospel is glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. And so we're going to just read one little verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. John, of course, is that Christmas gospel, you know, where it begins with the Word that was made flesh and the light that shines on us. And now in chapter 14, he says in verse 23, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with them." Home for Christmas. It's such a corny, lovely, sweet song. You probably, as I say home for Christmas, you're probably already thinking, you know, I don't know which crooner you've listened to, but "I'll be home for Christmas." You know this, don't you? Hey, "I'll be home for Christmas." Little house from the dollar store. A Christmas decoration. Soon you'll be putting yours away. In one house in our congregation, they won't be putting these away. These are little artworks made by Femi George. That's Tilly Berg's sister, who makes these things. And they're really little, fine little works of art. And I saw them in her house, and I said, "Could I borrow a couple of them?" And they said, "Well, yeah, but you want them back." Okay, there they look. The little houses, and this one's a little bigger, out of proportion, but my sister called me about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she is involved with a couple of nursing homes in Sarnia, and she said, "Guess what? I was able to buy a whole village for $500. I said, $500? She said, "But it's a huge thing. It's got a railroad, and it's got churches and hills and valleys and little houses, little homes everywhere." And of course, I'm saying, you know, my first reaction was, "That's a lot of money." But it really isn't in some ways, because reminders of home, to be home for Christmas. Some of you are here this morning. I know some of you are home for Christmas and you live elsewhere, but your home is where your parents are. Or maybe our thoughts turn right away to the troubles in our world that are not so homey, like the homeless at Christmas. If you drove through parts of our big city area here, you would see homeless people. What is it? What's going on in your head, in your heart, if you're on a grate on a sidewalk in Toronto when you think of Christmas and the meanings of home? And I extend this further now, because I think we're a thinking people, that the world is becoming less and less home for people. The fears we have as we have ecological crisis is deep and high, folks. People are saying we only have 100 years left as a human species unless we change our ways. We are making this a hostile planet, not so much at home anymore. We're proliferating areas of drought and storm and violence in the ecology, and species are dying. You know all that. I'm not going to repeat all that on Christmas Day, but you know. And maybe homelessness was the first result of fall into sin back in Genesis. Didn't God ask Adam and Eve at the very opening of sin's outburst, didn't he ask, "Where are you?" Because they already weren't home, sort of. God in the flesh, God, put it really strangely, God lying in a manger. That's That's a picture of home I want you to think about today. Now, in many, many religions, this is the front door, I think, here. Yeah. Well, it doesn't really matter in this home. In many, many religions, the front door into their religion is you got to get out of this world. You have to transcend the world. You name the religion, Buddhism, Hinduism. Even Christians do this. This world is not our home. We got to get out of it. We have to get out of it and try to reach up to God and not be home here, and because being on earth is just a tragedy. But that's not God's message at Christmas or any time, not in the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world. You know what I'm talking about. God so loved the world, he came into it, right? So we don't, with other religions, get out of our world, but to thank God for it, to live in the mystery of creation, and to ponder the meanings of life, plant life, animal life, the wonder of it. Anyway, cozy places. Do you have some of these in your house, in your homes, your little settings where there are little homes? You can nod, or this is Christmas Day, you can talk. Do you have some of those things in your house? No, not many. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, little cozy places, right? Yeah. Cute, cozy, said my sister. Cute and cozy. And then, of course, being the awful brother that I am to her, I'm saying, wait a minute. Christmas is really about the humiliation of God. Christmas isn't about sweet, cozy, happy little miniature thoughts where the houses look just right and the lights are just perfect and the snow on the roof and the little artistic things made out of ceramic or paper mache or whatever. We do that. We sweeten Christmas. We love that. Home means that to us. But you got to understand that God, the creator, becomes the creature. This is God lowering himself. This is God who sees the plight, what a word, the plight. It's the catastrophe, the horrors of humanity making themselves homeless, fighting him and trying to get rid of him in their lives, in all they do in their lives. God sees that horror, and God sends his son into it. God who becomes the creature. And we can't replicate that feeling. We can't get that feeling. There's no way that you and I could understand what that's like. We could try a little tiny bit, because my dollar store house, the roof comes off, and I say to you, get in. Come on. What does it feel like if you would get in this house? Well, I'm literally now. There's a movie out nowadays. I just noticed that. What's that? It was called Small? Yeah, something. Yeah, and I'm not recommending you see it. I haven't seen it myself, but the trailers don't look that great to me. It's just, you know. But we have no sense of what it is for the divine, the omnipresent, omniscient, almighty God who lowers himself into a life like yours and mine, you know, 24-hour day, and a good 7-8 hours of them should be spent sleeping, unconscious. And we need food. We're going to have a good Christmas dinner today, aren't we? Or at least hopefully so, because we need to eat. And so God, the creator, becomes the creature. Get in. The thing about this Christmas thing is that it's sentimental. Are you home for Christmas? I want to be home for Christmas. I have memories, deep ones, and you have them too. Memories in Nova Scotia for me, in Holland too, but also in Nova Scotia, just really, well, as my sister said, cozy times. My mother would read the Christmas story. And in Holland, when we first were growing up, we had real, this is terrible, we had real candles in the tree. and they, you have Christmas traditions. So, let's be truthful, too. Sometimes in our Christmas traditions aren't so strong and so good. Memories of homes that aren't, well, dysfunction is a home kind of word. God forbid if some of you have to say that to yourselves and to others and admit that things were not so good in your home. How much you long for a home then, and how you've tried maybe to make home. So being home for Christmas is such a vital truth about our lives. And you can tell by the whole culture goes wacko over it. Even people have no sense of the transcendent God, who the creator, the vast, almighty, omniscient, all-powerful God who comes in the form of a baby in a feed trough. Have no sense of what that means or what powers that has or what craziness that is, what wonderful, wonderful strangeness that is. They still want to be home for Christmas. They want that. People want, because we're human beings. We need the cozy, the warm, the love. The Apostle Paul says that our God's intention is not to build a house of stone, but he wants to be in human hearts. In our text today, if you hear the teachings, my teaching says Jesus, and you honor them, then I and my Father will make our home with you. Not a building of steel or wood or brick or plaster, but a spiritual connection that's beyond words, isn't it? Our feelings for home, our desires for it. God so loved the world that he gave his Son. God so loved the world that he made his home with us. Okay? Passage in Revelation where Jesus says in chapter 3 of verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you open up to me, I'll come in and I'll eat with you. Christmas dinner, eat with you." And so the invitation, no, it's not invitation. It's stronger than that. If this is the creator and we are the creatures and he becomes like us in every way, except to be sinful, then it's not just an invitation, it's a command. If you follow my teachings, my Father and I will make our home with you. So, Christmas Day, 2017, God is knocking on your door. If you like, we can push these imageries. He's knocking on your door. He's, "Let me in. Let me make my home with you. Let's be home together." That's the invitation today. That's the strong word from God about being home for Christmas. So here's what is. So it's not just, "I'll be home for Christmas," which is what we sing and want to be. It is God saying, "I'll be home for Christmas in you." Let's pray. Who knew, God, that that would be your song to us? "I'll be home for Christmas," that you, that you would want to be in our hearts, our lives, our little lives. That you, mighty, limitless God, beyond measure, mystery beyond our understanding, that you, divine, glorious wonder that you are, glory to God in the heavens, sang the angels. And that glory comes to live in us, that you'd want to be cozy and warm with us inside. What a gift. Oh God, if we would reject that today and move to the lesser meanings, the silliness of our cultures and the angers and hates of our world, if we move to that instead, what a loss, what a stupidity. Oh God, come and make your home with us. Use the power of your Spirit to break down our doors and crash in and come and eat with us. Serve us, oh God, yourself at this festive time. Thank you for being in Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for all its powerful means that all things in all the universe are held together and redeemed in Christ Jesus. And we praise your name today. Oh God, make us be home for Christmas with you. And thank you that you choose in your abundant love for all the world to be home with us this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.